The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Going to talk a little football in this podcast, and a heck of a lot's been going on, but we're going to focus on some football recruiting as, you know, Jeff Brohm and his staff have lost a few to the portal. They're bringing some into the portal as they shore up their roster ahead of the 2024 season. Jody, it's a busy time. It's always a busy time in that football complex, and as we know, they've always got an eye on improving their current roster as well as looking ahead, but right now, that effort is, hey, let's fill up some holes, some voids that we have after spring and get ready for 2024.
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple things. They got to get down. They have to get to the 85 number of scholarship first, and then you also have to fill it. You kind of got to do that at the same time, so you got to take some chances and do some things.
It's like a seesaw going on.
Yeah, we won't even get into the fact that we won't even get into the fact that guys who transferred twice, you know, like for example, like Tyler Barron or Marcus Washington, those guys are still counting towards Louisville right now. They got to find another spot. Now, I would imagine all the guys that have left Louisville will find another spot, but there are going to be schools out there that get kind of hosed in the fact that, you know, Kid A, you know, McCammon or whatever his name is, we'll give you a fictitious name. If you transfer from school A to school B and then you leave school B and you don't find a landing spot, then you're on the books for that school that you were at. You know what I mean? Yeah. But with all that being said, when you really look at what Louisville has lost and kind of what we kind of expect to bring in or them to bring in, every loss is a tough one. Every loss is one that depth and things like that, as you try to build a program. Unfortunately, this is the day and age that it is guys are going to transfer. And unfortunately, guys are going to transfer two and three times and all that kind of good stuff. Really, when you really look at it, Jermaine Lole, Ruben Nje, Penny Boone, Luke Burgess, Jalen Alderman, Tafiq Thomas, Sam Seacrest, Wesley Walker, Marcus Washington, Tyler Barron, those are the guys that are in the portal at this point. There could still be a couple other guys between now and next Wednesday. As a matter of fact, I think there will be a couple other guys between now and next Wednesday. But when you look at it, Michael, there's not a ton of guys that we didn't kind of expect or think that with the possibility. Now, Penny Boone and I think Tyler Barron, Wesley Walker, guys that you wouldn't have thought that would go in there. We had heard some rumblings on Jalen Alderman the week before he did. So it's just kind of a weird time in college football.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's almost a blink and you might miss something in reality because, you know, it does happen. And guys you might think that you have got on your roster for the season ahead are now gone, as we saw Louisville with a bunch of, you know, recruiting wins, as I do air quotes, in the last transfer portal stretch with, you know, guys that you mentioned, Tyler Barron and you know, and the other group that came from Tennessee and some others. And to see them, you know, in Tyler's situation, never even put on a Louisville uniform other than maybe a photo shoot when he was here for a recruiting visit, you know, it's a totally new world in college football recruiting. The way, you know, that we kind of are used to the whole high school and watch them develop, and, you know, you form these relationships over 1-2 years with college coaches. Now it's a bang bang thing, and, you know, it can happen. Hey, so-and-so is going to visit on Saturday, and by Saturday night they might be, you know, a new Cardinal. So it's crazy how much it has changed, and it's kind of like a free agency world. Once you've gotten to college and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna transfer, it's basically you become a free agent every year if you decide. So,
I mean,
it's got to be difficult to be a head coach and, you know, yeah, and recruiting guys on the staff and all that. It's a difficult job. It's gotten a lot more challenging for them, for sure.
You can be a free agent twice in a year at this point. I mean, that's just really what it is. And, you know, you can talk about guys and this and that. I truly do believe, you know, from what I have gathered, you know, coming into the final week and a half of spring ball, I did not think and was pretty much told that, you know, the Tyler Barron stuff was nothing to really worry about. Not that, you know, they're worried about everybody, because it's just that day and age, like we've talked about, but that they felt like Tyler was saying the right stuff and enjoying his time at Louisville. But then when you really look at it and you think about, you know, how it kind of worked out in the end, it's like, man, did he really think this? Did he really know he was going to leave the whole time? I don't think he did. I think it was a matter of, you know, his side of the ledger, his people, his dad, and some others that were involved in the process. You know, they were getting some pretty good money, or he was getting some pretty good money. And I think having Walker not being on the depth chart, you know, number one on the depth chart, which I don't think he would have been, I didn't think he would be with the guys that Louisville has coming back. And I think that, you know, some other guys in the room kind of being, I won't say jealous, but like, hey, this guy's getting how much and we're getting this much and I played this and I did that. That's just the way it's going to be in college football now, unfortunately. Yeah. That is the unfortunate thing, but it's happening, it's here, and you got to manage it. And I think Jeff Brohm has done a good job of managing it so far.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this evolves, because, you know,
it's changing every year.
Yeah, I mean, because you've got guys knowing that somebody's making so much, you know, X amount of dollars, you know, playing next to you on the line. How does that impact you? Does it impact you? So everybody's different. Some guys will be bothered by it. Hey, you know, I'm putting up better numbers than so-and-so who's making, you know, this much, you know, so it's totally different. Yeah, obviously, I think things are going to continue to evolve as we've seen it evolve as the transfer portal and the NIL and everything has come to, you know, fruition. It's been an ever-growing process, and I think we'll continue to see that. But yeah, I think Jeff Brohm and his staff have, you know, especially, you know, faced with, you know, some of the, I guess, the rumors that tried to pop up, you know, when the portal opened, the way they've handled it, I think, has been, you know, done very well from their perspective.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line stuff, they basically, nowadays, in college sports and in football in particular, you have a position room where if something happens with that position room, you get you look around and you can lose it like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if one person gets mad or one person gets jealous or one person has this or has that, you can lose it. You can also you know, you can also lose. You've got friendships. You got to realize these guys are friends in there. And if one person does get mad, then that friend thinks he can take this one or take that one with me. And maybe I'm going to go, and maybe they're all going to go in the portal, you know, kind of thing. And there's just a lot. It's a lot to manage. And it's more than just coaching football now. And I know for Jeff Brohm, it has been a really tough, difficult, month or so to get through spring ball, be practicing and having to worry about all this. You know, Trent Musburger, Pete Nocta, John Hova, those guys in the recruiting room have done a remarkable, remarkable job.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it's not just coaching. And, you know, if you look back 5 years, it's not just recruiting. I mean, the definition of what recruiting is for college coaches, be it football, basketball, or whatever, has totally changed. You know, it's not just let's form relationships. Now it's keep an eye on the transfer portal while whatever, you know, while the spring game's going on or if we're practicing. You've got to keep your head on a swivel and your eyes, you know, in tune to everything that's happening, because if a guy hops in the portal, you need to know about it before it happens so you can even be a player in it. So, you know, it's so challenging. You know, I don't know how they manage it all. It's very difficult for sure.
But where we are right now is Louisville has landed two portal guys coming into the weekend. They have two commitments from portal guys, Miles Jernigan from California and Dan Foster from Texas State, both older guys who can have been through the wars, guys who have been in a lot of situations, and guys that I think are going to come in and help right away. And I think that's what they need. I mean, with Jernigan, you're kind of getting Stephen Heron 2.0. He's maybe a little more athletic than Stephen, maybe not as many games. And he's obviously not from, is not from Louisville, but you're getting a lot of Stephen Heron, what you got last year. And I thought that was good. I mean, if he can do what Stephen Heron did last year, then that's a huge win. And with Dan Foster, you're getting a guy who, you know, you lose Jalen Alderman, you get this guy who's got a lot more experience. He measured 82-inch wingspan. He measured a legit 233 pounds. He's probably not the 6'3 that is listed, but I'd say he's, you know, 6'2, 233. That's a pretty good size for a guy who's got that wingspan and the length. So they're good. They're good right now. Jamon Tapp visiting this weekend. They've also got a couple of other guys in the kind of in the mix or in the hopper. Richard Kinley from Middle Tennessee, who had gone to Memphis and then went back to Middle Tennessee. Now he's visiting Louisville. He actually started his career at Middle and was a teammate of Quincy Riley. And Steve Ellis was on that staff at Middle when he got there. So I would think Louisville has a pretty good shot for Kinley. And Tapp is going to be interesting. I know he is a guy who you know, I think will command a little NIL money. And so it'll be interesting to see where they're at. And if you were to get those two guys this weekend, Michael, then that puts you back to even. I don't think Louisville is going to do much more than, you know, two more defensive linemen and a wide receiver. I think that's going to be it for Louisville, unless something crazy happens over the next, you know, between now and Wednesday. I just think that's going to be it, not only because they feel pretty good about the other spots, but also because of the numbers.
Yeah, and for those who followed Louisville during the spring, and if you were at the spring game or any of the practices, you could see this is a team that's got some serious talent on it that can, again, make a chase for getting a spot in the ACC championship game. So these moves, obviously, you know, are strengthening the depth chart. And then you've got some potential impact players, like, as you mentioned, Jody Tapp as well. But guys that will certainly contribute, but certainly strengthen a room and not necessarily needed to be that guy once they step on campus. So I think Louisville, like you said, I think they feel like they're good. I think both of us, I think we liked what we saw from Louisville in the spring. So I think they're in a great shape and now just, you know, strengthening that depth chart in some key areas, and they're in a good spot for 24.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get another wide receiver, you know, really kind of dynamic, kind of speed down the field kind of guy. I just don't know that there's nothing out there. There's nobody out there. And yeah. I don't know. I think it's one of those deals where, that's a tough position right now because everybody needs a wide receiver and there's not a lot out there. So they'll continue to man the portal until next Wednesday, and we'll continue to bring it all for you over at CardinalAuthority.com. And keep clicking on CardinalAuthority.com. Well, we've got also a basketball podcast on the way, and this and that, a little bit of everything. So keep clicking, CardinalAuthority.com. That's our Louisville football recruiting update.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.